Welcome. I'm Vicky Luisi, CEO for SLAS, and I'm joined today by Jan Lichtenberg, CEO and co-founder of Inspiro, but just as importantly, SLAS's president starting in 2023. Welcome, Jan.
Thanks very much for having me, Vicky.
Where are you today? Where are you talking to us from?
So I'm talking to you from the Swiss mountains. Inspiro, the company that I co-founded some 12 years ago, is located in Zurich. But like many people in Switzerland, we have our little refuge up in the mountains, typically for skiing. But as you can see behind me, we're lacking snow at the moment. So it's more hiking and biking at the moment.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Wonderful and beautiful. Beautiful background there in Switzerland. Switzerland is always a beautiful place to be. I know it's one of my favorites. So can you tell us a little bit about you? Give us a little bit about your background and your involvement with SLAS.
Sure. So I'm a microtechnology engineer, microfluidics engineer by training, but got connected and hooked up with biotechnology applications of microfluidics very early on in my educational career during my PhD at the time in Switzerland. And through several industry stages that I took, I then co-founded Inspiro in 2009. Inspiro is a company focused on 3D cell culture models for discovery and safety applications in a scalable and robust way. And SLAS has always kind of been our conference home. We've exhibited every year, we've run short courses, and of course, also contributed to the scientific agenda of the conference. So when I was asked whether I would join the board of directors, that was definitely a great honor for me and also a personal way for me to give back some of what I received from SLAS over the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's a great story. And I know I've heard you talk about the founding of Inspiro before. It's always really, really inspirational to hear our members talk about their companies and how they mm-hmm. went from a nugget of an idea to a full-blown multinational organization, which I know you are. You joined the board back in 2021. What motivated you to run for the board for SLAS?
Yeah, so being a startup entrepreneur myself, of course, the role of startups within SLAS and also the role that SLAS can play for startups is something that's very close to my heart. We've appreciated the visibility that SLAS gave us when we were still a very embryonic three-people company. And I think a lot of the strategic relationships that we have to market leaders in the field kind of ultimately stem from introductions that we had during SLAS. And so I think the organization and also the events organized by the organization play a very important role. And so strengthening the visibility within SLAS and voicing the needs of the startup community, I think, is one of the topics. It's very important to me. And then, of course, being located in Europe, increasing the visibility and the network of SLAS within Europe is very high on my interest list, and being able to speak a European voice on the board, I think, was one of the motivations for me as well to join.
Yeah, that European representation, I couldn't agree more. That Europe has been a place where we have put a lot of effort in mm-hmm. resources and trying to assist and support our community there, and having a board member and now a president who is based in Europe is really, really important, I think, for us as an organization to show how critical that part of the world, that community in that part of the world is to us. What would you say to somebody maybe who is curious about being on the board? What would you say to them are the advantages to them to considering joining the board or even volunteering in another role?
Mm-hmm. So I think first of all, what impressed me from day one is the composition of the board, right? These are really heavyweights, academic and industrial that are participating in the board. So even outside the board meetings, I think that network is something that's really strong. It was very inspirational for me. over the past 2 years. And the second aspect that I think is extremely rewarding is the openness of the professional team of SLAS to work with the board and listen to the board, right? So I think there is a lot of positive interaction going back and forth, and that makes the time spent to A, pass very quickly, and B, also be very rewarding. And I think that's not just true for board roles, but also for other volunteer roles within the organization.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's all about what is best for SLAS and moving us forward. So speaking of moving us forward, what are your goals for 2023 for SLAS?
So I think one of my primary goals is to continue the kind of resuscitation of in-person meetings within the community. SLAS is a very interdisciplinary organizations. We have scientists from the life science space. We have engineers. We have software developers. We have mathematicians, statisticians, and to bring these people together and to ignite a scientific conversation, sometimes maybe a scientific debate. I think that's what this organization is about, and I'm a strong believer that this is a lot more likely to happen face to face than on digital channels. I think the digital channels are super important. This conversation is digital, right? And we can reach a lot of people this way. But getting together within the user community, but also merging the user and the vendor community, which I think is ultimately extremely important to bring this field forward. That's something that happens perfectly in a face-to-face on-site setting. And it's amazing to see how registration numbers go up for the SLAS International Convention in San Diego at the end of February. And I think it's also, it shows that this community wants to get back together and exchange views and ideas. And so this is one of the important topics for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. But, you know, digital does have, it does fulfill some needs, but it's nothing like being face to face. So I cannot wait to see everybody in San Diego in February. And I think there is going to be a pretty big crowd.
Totally forward to that. And I think it's also, and this is the last time that I mentioned the pandemic during this conversation, I think it's also a good moment to cherish the contributions of laboratory automation during the pandemic, right? So to me, it was amazing to see how the scientific community got together and extremely quickly started to work on vaccines, but also started to put in place testing infrastructure to get to find out who was infected, who wasn't, and feed this information back to get a good understanding how new variants are coming up. And ultimately, without laboratory automation, this would not have been possible. Not have been possible at all, and definitely not possible at the speed of which this was put in place. And I think that's an amazing feat. And it's only possible because we are moving past manual pipetting and manual assays, and we're able to run these tests in a very high throughput fashion. And the systems are flexible and modular enough that we can put them together and reassemble them from a different use case to COVID testing in such a quick way. So I think this is amazing, and it will be fantastic to see a lot of people who contribute to that in one way or another.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's amazing to me right now too is hearing about how all of those systems that were put in place during the pandemic, how they are now being adapted for other uses moving forward. I think that is the next exciting part around lab automation that we're going to be hearing about and seeing the impact that a very unfortunate pandemic had. This really, really kind of fantastic outcome that's going to come from it. So that is what I'm really looking forward to seeing coming up this year and beyond. So while you are starting to take on your role as president, that means that we are going to be saying goodbye to some board members whose terms have ended. Do you want to say anything special to those folks?
Oh, definitely. So, first of all, Jim Spicer, the outgoing president, very big shoes to fill, right? He's an amazing scientist, has done or contributed a lot to bringing spheroid and organoid screening into the limelight with the work that he has done at Scripps Institute. We have Sue Crimmin, who is going to lead the board of directors. Who was extremely diligently on her treasurer role for the company, and I think that's very important. The board has a fiscal responsibility for the association, and so somebody like her, I think, will make great contributions over many, many years. And then finally, Ira Hoffman, who's also going to leave the board, one of the persons that shaped lab automation as we know it today. So three excellent board members, and my only consolation is that I'm going to see them frequently over the next years in different SLAS events.
Absolutely. Just because they're leaving the board doesn't mean they're leaving SLAS. I think we'll see all three of them at lots of SLAS events in the future. And we have some new board members joining us. Would you like to say something about those folks?
So we have three new board members coming to SLAS. The interesting aspect here is that two of them are coming from Europe again. So I think it speaks to SLAS's openness to expand and embrace the European laboratory automation community a lot. Phil Gribben from Fraunhofer Institute in Germany is going to join the board. We have Maria Scalise from the University of Calabria, who is going to join the board as a European academic, I think, which is fantastic. And then Zachary Burrell-Levin from Sundy Technologies, who is also has been elected to become a board member. So I think, again, it opens the board perspective. It brings new ideas into the board from different angles of the lab automation field, and I'm super excited to meet them in person at the next board meeting.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to meet all of them and have lengthy conversations with them. I am too, I'm really excited for them to join the board. I think this really brings some great ideas and perspective to the board for us. We're going to be seeing each other again, as we said, soon in 2023. Is there anything else you want to share with our community before we say goodbye?
Just because this is the first podcast that we do this way for the year 2023, wish everybody a prosperous and exciting, successful new year. I hope that we are leaving some of the aspects of the perma crisis of the last 2 years behind us. And I'm looking forward to see everybody in San Diego for the conference.
Wonderful. Same here. Well, enjoy the rest of the time you have there in the Swiss Mountains, and we'll be
Will
seeing
do,
you
promise.
soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.